Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Wednesday. It is the 20th of January, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Kelly, on this auspicious day. It's good to be here. Thanks for having us. Happy to be here.
All right. Also with me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
I'm not going to sing the song from Hamilton.
Okay. We'll just have to leave that as an exercise for the listener. So we're here today to talk about...
Hold on. I believe Charlotte just threw away her shot. I believe that's what happened. We saw it live. We heard it live.
One moment. Let me check my notes. Yes, that is correct. She did, in fact, throw away her shot. Now, I was about to say, we are here to talk about Apple Watches, tips and tricks for operating them. We sort of started talking about this yesterday, and it turned into a pretty interesting, hey, did you know? I did not. So we're going to share some of those with you.
Or we forgot.
Or, you've said that before, and I didn't remember.
Yeah, If we're forgetting these things, we're kind of guessing that some of our listeners and readers are forgetting them too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Charlotte, you wrote up a quick tip this morning about one of my favorite things. And the reason I know it's one of my favorite things is because it's one of the first things I told you when you said, yes. Hey, I think I'm going to get an Apple Watch.
Yes. So there's... When you first get your Apple Watch and you turn it on and you press the digital crown to seal the apps, it looks a hot mess. This hot mess gets worse as you add more apps. That is because it is in the honeycomb grid view. But not many people know you do not have to keep it in this hot mess view. You can, in fact, go... That's the official name.
It is.
You can go into settings on your watch, which you do if you can find it in that grid view. And when you go into the settings, you can scroll down and there is a section that is called app view. And in there are two options, grid view and list view. And if you tap list view, it will get a green tick next to it and your life will improve exponentially.
As you may notice, I was apparently understated in describing to Charlotte what the initial lay of the land was going to be with the app layout of, I think they tried to call it Honeycomb, which eventually was superseded by Hot Mess, as Charlotte has pointed out. And you can just have list view. It's so much better. So
it's very clear and nice and is a lot more like scrolling through apps on your iPhone. And it just feels scrolling through items on an iPhone. And it just feels much more natural and is a lot easier to find the things you want to find.
Yes, I find the list a lot more efficient, even though it's alphabetical. And usually if I want something specific, it's near the bottom of the list. I still have a much easier time navigating that than I do the other view, which shall not be named. So
I don't mind the hot mess view. I mean, I get it. It is a hot mess. And maybe it's because it is probably because as much as I wear my Apple Watch, I don't often launch apps from the app view in the first place because most of the stuff I'm doing is on my face.
Yeah, I was going to say, as opposed to like right from the face. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that is a fair point because the things that I mostly use, like the activity app, say, or the weather, I have set up as hot corners anyway. Yeah. So I'm not going through, but I think it is, as I say, your life will improve.
I get the criticism. I'm not poo-pooing this idea, right? I mean, it is a hot mess view. I just bizarrely don't mind it. I get why I get the point of this tip.
Because there's not a lot, like you said, you're not spending a lot of time in there. I'm usually not either. I use what I like to call the fire hose complication. So I have like the four inside the ring that shows the time, and then something in each of the outside corners. Another
infographic.
Yeah, infographic, I think it's called. So Brian, you had one that was what? Tells Ichabod to bark while you're recording.
Right.
There was a tip that Dave had given us that was the one that we were talking about, having been forgotten. Like, you've said that, and I remember that you've said that, and I didn't, you know, I didn't remember until this moment.
So one thing I use frequently, because even though I don't leave my house, you know, because COVID, is making my iPhone beep so I can freaking find it.
Yes.
Right. Like, as a matter of fact, I'll just go ahead. I think this is probably an okay time to do that. Right.
There you go.
You can make it make that noise and then find it. Hopefully you might have to do it several times and do some echolocation with your, you know, two ears. But Dave pointed out that if you press and hold. Okay. I'm sorry. This is found, by the way. If you slide up from the bottom of your main Apple Watch face, there it's I forget what's this view called. Anybody remember?
I think it's Control Center, like it is on your phone, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think that you're right. And the button I'm talking about is one that looks like an iPhone, buttonless iPhone, and it's got you know, two like radiating the sounds, the waves on either side of it. If you press and hold that as opposed to just pressing it, your phone not only makes that sound, it will also have the flash.
Which is nice,
especially if you know, you're in a noisy environment, or if you're hearing impaired, if you need that visual to help find it, it's very, very useful. And I always forget that that's there. And there have certainly been times when then I would have appreciated it too. So thanks, Dave.
Yes, it's very useful. Also, like, you drop the phone in the dark car or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the car, yes. It's vital because a lot of cars have black interiors and, yeah, makes it a lot easier to find them.
There's also, this is, as Brian's described it perfectly, but there's also a video up on how to do this on our YouTube channel, and I've written it up as well, so that we'll show you how to do it because it's super, super useful.
That's great. Thank you, Charlotte.
Yes, it's awesome.
Can I mention another one that's down there?
Yes.
While we're there?
Yeah.
I use the flashlight one all the time.
I love flashlight.
So again, if you slide up from the bottom of your watch face. Oops, hold on.
I'm doing this live. You're going to hear my reaction live. Right, go, okay. Brian.
If you hit the flashlight icon, your watch face turns white. And after a second or two, it'll turn bright enough to actually shine. It's not super bright.
Wow.
Well, it is in the dark. Like, if you don't want to turn the light on, you can just sort of point your arm, you know, downward, and you can navigate through a room where there are no lights on. And,
absolutely. Yeah, it's fantastic. So there.
Like, right now you look at it and you go, eh. But in practical terms, like, if there are no lights on, this is more than enough light.
Or how about trying to figure out where your dog pooped at night?
Nice.
Yes, also good for that.
It's not perfect for that. That's where it doesn't seem like incredibly bright, but where Kelly described it is.
If you swipe left, it flashes like a strobe light.
And one more time, you get a red screen, I believe.
And then it goes red. There you go. That's exciting. I would be careful with the middle one. I don't know if it would affect someone with photosensitive epilepsy, but just be aware of that because it does get quite bright as well.
Yes. So
my new one that I discovered, I'll admit, whilst being on this show.
Yes.
I was sitting, I think Kelly and Andrew were having a conversation about something, and I was just checking. I looked down at my watch to check how long we had left to make sure we weren't running over. And I accidentally started fiddling with the digital crown on my Apple Watch. Now, this is important that I have an SE, and I'll explain why that's important in a sec. But if when your Apple Watch face is dark, it's off, and you gently roll the digital crown up and down, mm-hmm. it kind of lightens the screen up a bit. You can kind of partially see the screen. Yeah. It's very clever.
And this does work on primarily like on notifications.
Yeah, so if you've got a notification, yeah. but you don't want to like dangle your whole arm up and see the whole thing and open the watch, it works. And you can just gently slide it up.
Yeah. And for that notification, that's like a one shot thing. You're not permanently adjusting the brightness of your screen. However, if you do find that the screen is very bright, you can go into settings and turn that down a bit. If there's, you know, some overwhelming, like you can ratchet that to be a brightness you prefer. One of the things I do with mine is, particularly in the olden days when I would go to conferences a lot and there would be somebody presenting with a projector at the front of the room and you would have, and the light might be a little dimmer. Instead of having my watch light up full brightness every time I flipped it over, I have a watch face that's just all red, like the numbers and everything is all red on it, so that it's a little less obnoxiously bright. So I like that a lot. So that one makes me very happy.
And also down in the control center, I mean, like folks who know the control center and use these all the time, you know, this is not going to be new to you. This,
right.
This is a tip for those of us who may forget that these tools are down there. But theater mode, or what do you call it in the UK? What do they call it in the UK, Charlotte?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Cinema mode.
Cinema mode, you said yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah. Boy, what short memories. Anyway, theater mode and cinema mode keeps your watch face from turning on with notifications, even for the always on. Mm-hmm. Devices, always on Apple Watches. That's super useful. The do not disturb icon or button will simply keep your, you know, things like your incoming iMessage and, you know, whatever kind of notifications you have turned on from showing up to.
Mm-hmm. Theater mode, cinema mode is very useful. It's also pretty good, like in meetings and things. I like it a lot for that because it makes your watch a lot less distracting. So that's pretty cool. I also, another thing to know about the control center is that if you're looking at these and you're like, I never lose my phone or I never need the flashlight and I wish that I could put the stuff in the control center that I want, you can. Swipe up from the bottom, get control center, and if you scroll the control center all the way to the bottom, there's an edit button just like the control center on your phone, and you can customize that and make it what you want. So if you need the find my phone button all the time, you can put it at the very top or move the flashlight up so you don't have to scroll down to it, or even discover other things that you can put there so that it's something that you actually want to see and actually want to be able to use. So just like the one on your phone, you can make it, you know, the thing that you want. And I find that very, very helpful. So that's another tip that I would give you. And so far, all of these, Brian, I think we confirmed yesterday, like Brian, all of these are the same regardless of the series of watch that yeah. you have. Because
well, wait a minute, not the using the crown to dim your screen one.
I thought that did work for that one thing, for that one notification. I thought Dave said it did. Maybe I'm wrong.
For the notification, it does, yes, but not for other things.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so that's a thing to know. So if you're like, if you think like, oh, my watch is too old to do any of that, or my watch, my screen is on all the time, so that's not going to work. Actually, it will. And Brian, I think you also told us with the 5, right? That 5 and 6, that theater mode turns it off completely, right?
Like, theater mode turns the screen off completely. Yes.
Yeah. So it goes. So it's just like having a mere mortal Apple. Well,
right. It doesn't initially turn it off, but if you put your hand over the screen, mm-hmm. which by the way is another great tip.
Yes. Put your
hand over the screen to dim it.
Hand on the screen.
For the always on stuff, all that does is really dim your notifications and stuff. But if you have theater mode on, doing that turns it black just like it does in
okay.
older models.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a good one. And yes, hand over the screen will shut down your display. I've discovered that. Another tip that I will put in is if you are not a person who is using this, it might be worth considering. This has made my life pretty good, and it has made Mr. Kelly's life a lot better. My alarm goes off in the morning. I have to get out of bed before he does. And so I use bedtime, partly like as a reminder, like it winds down and it'll sort of put your phone in like it's not going to make any noise mode, sort of a do not disturb. And then also when you use that with as your alarm in the morning, if you sleep with your watch on, then you get a gentle tap on your wrist and it's irregular and it starts very soft and it gets a little more aggressive, I guess, as aggressive as the watch tapping your arm can ever be. And it's a really nice way to wake up. I actually prefer it, even if I didn't get up first. I would prefer it to the regular alarm because not having some sort of loud, obnoxious noise and just having the gentle tap on my wrist has been super helpful. And I've never slept through it, which is also nice. So that would be one that I would say is use your watch as your alarm clock instead of your phone. It's very, very handy. So, like I said, I like that one a lot, partly because it's just a much nicer way to wake up. And you still get a snooze option. Like, it's not like I don't use the snooze button, but it's a little easier. It's right there in your wrist. And it makes it a lot, at least for me, it makes it a lot more pleasant to wake up with that one instead. So,
I've got one more quick tip.
Yes.
If you have an Apple Watch and you have not spent time changing out your watch faces to find the one that you like, and then changing out complications to make the complications either information or access to things that you want, take the time and do so. It will make your watch much more enjoyable to you. Mm-hmm. And there are a bunch of, I mean, there's a lot of different faces. There's a lot of different things you can see when you look down on your wrist. Mm-hmm. And there are like Kelly, I use the infographic one in part because it has so many complications. And I personally just absolutely love that. So take the time, mm-hmm. do it. Like, you know, don't just like pop it on your wrist and then forget about it. Because you're not making the most of this amazing technology that sits on the wrists.
I use one of the Nike ones. They're good as well. And you can edit the four different corners in that.
Mm-hmm. Another one. Okay. Now this one, I think it will matter what you have, but I think it's a long time ago because I think it came with Series 3 and Watch, so that would be WatchOS 5, that you can simply lift your arm and you don't have to say, "Hey, lady." You can just pick your arm up, and as soon as the screen lights up, if you say, "Text Charlotte, do you want to have lunch today? LOL," she'll just get that message ready to send for you. So you don't have to invoke her. I think you have to enable that feature on your watch. But if you have WatchOS 5 or later and you have a Series 3 or later, you can just raise your arm up near your mouth, say the thing you need to say, and then she will work it out for you. And I think that's a good one.
Same thing with you can just press the crown.
Yes.
To invoke her, so if you don't want to say, "Hey, lady."
Yes, that one too. And as a follow-on to Brian's changing faces, the other thing that I would point out there is that if you don't know which face you want, try using the Siri face, because it's sort of smart about what you do throughout the day, and it'll show you different things based on like the habits that you already have. And that may be a good way to figure out, like, you know, you look at it and go, "Wow, I don't ever need that on my screen." Like, sometimes that can help you figure out like the complications and things that you do want to have on there. So
I wanted to love the Siri face, and it was like, yeah, definitely need my complications. Where are my complications? See my complications. Uh-oh, complications gone.
Yeah.
I wanted to love the Siri face. It is a very, it's useful. It's cool. Mm-hmm. Everything that Kelly said is correct. But I need my complications.
It's hard. Yeah. I don't use it, but I have suggested it to other people who have said, like, that really helped me figure out what things I wanted on my screen, because with the Siri face, it was a little bit of like, but it doesn't show me the weather and I want the weather all the time. Well, there you go. Like, you know, if I had asked you, what do you want on your screen all the time? You may not have realized weather is the thing you're looking for until it's gone. So being able to let that take care of it for you, because it's not going to take very long, a day, maybe two. You know, if you look at your arm a lot, that's going to do the job, I think. So
While we're talking about Siri, I should say if you go into settings and Siri on your watch, you can actually personalize how you get to Siri. So the options are if it listens to, hey, S-Lady, if you raise your arm and speak or press the digital crown, and you can have any or all of those set. So it's worth playing with that. So, you know. Because sometimes maybe just I have had the raise to speak one turned off because actually it's quite annoying. Whenever you lift your arm, it goes to that and you might not need it.
Right. Whereas I prefer having it that way because I only want one thing to answer to hey, and I turned it off everywhere else so that I know when I say hey lady, which one's going to answer me. So as you may imagine, I have a fair amount of Apple gear around my house. And if I said that and they all answered me, it would just be mildly terrifying most of the time. Anyway, that's going to do it for us today. Brian and Charlotte, thank you so much for being here. I'm so happy to have you both here with your watch tips. If you have watch tips that we missed, please let us know. Observations@MacObserver.com. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.